Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Stars in Your Ears. It's the Christmas special! We're coming to you live from high above in the sky on our Christmas-powered sleigh.
It's not Christmas-powered, Michael. I've just put 40 quid of diesel in it.
Don't say that, Kitch. I want to get Greta on the next series. Say it's hybrid.
Well, I mean, you might struggle if my arse carries on after all of these mince pies. But, okay, it's not Christmas-powered, Michael. I've just put 40 quid of air in it.
It is Christmas-powered. It runs on the sheer joy of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, just say that. That'll work. Oh, I love Christmas.
Oh, me too.
I'm more of a Boxing Day man myself, but hey.
What a tour it's been. Thanks for the memories, boys. In fact, I've got you all a little something.
Oh, Jess.
You shouldn't have.
You're so kind.
Open them, open them.
It's
signed photos of you.
Personalised signed photos?
To my favourite bandmate.
Yep, I've got that one on mine too.
Yeah, same here.
Merry Christmas. Sasson's greetings.
From Star of Spaffing Imho.
And Notional Treasure.
Jizz Robinson. So much for spell checking. And the punctuation's atrocious. It's all semicolons.
Ah, you're all very, very welcome. What did you get me?
One second. I'll just do the intro. Please join me in welcoming the woman of a thousand voices. Very generous, gift giver, it singer, impressionist, comedian, star of spitting image, national treasure, Jess Robinson!
The Christmas special. Ho, ho, ho. Or as I like to call them, Michael, Kitch and Rob. Aha! Woohoo! It's Christmas time. I'm so excited I could explode.
We're naked with tinsel covering our bits, cause it's the festive episode.
Welcome to the show. You're gonna hear stars in your ears. There's no better place to go if you wanna get
Christmas. So what did you get me?
I haven't wrapped it yet.
That's okay.
Because I haven't bought it yet either.
Oh. Rob?
It's at home.
Yeah? Under the tree?
Well, we didn't put up a tree, Jess. We left for a tour in September.
Oh, right. Yeah. Michael?
Yeah?
Did you get me a present?
I did.
I knew you would! Where is it?
You're in it.
What?
This sleigh. This Christmas-powered sleigh. It's all yours.
Are you serious?
I am. I know you love Christmas, and I've been trying to find one all year. I got it on the market. It was unboxed, but it's genuinely powered by Christmas.
It's not. I've just put 40 quid's worth of diesel in. Sorry, air.
That's for the sat-nav. The actual sleigh, though, Christmas. Haven't you noticed we've been going faster every time somebody says something festive? Watch. Baubles.
Oh!
Oh, amazing! Mince pies!
Mulled wine!
Family arguments!
Kitch!
Sorry.
Oh, Michael, this is amazing! Oh, thank you so, so, so much! I love it!
You are welcome. I've loved this tour. Even though we've written off 8 vehicles in 8 weeks and I've lost all my no-claims bonus and now I have to get insurance on the dark web, it's just been amazing.
I've loved it too.
Oh, so have I, Jess.
And me.
I'm so sad it's nearly over. But at least we get to spend Christmas at our own place. Oh, I just love Christmas!
Oh, on, Jess?
Singing, dressing up, presents, tinsel, turkeys, crackers.
Oh, my God. Jess, please.
Elves! Capitalism!
Jess, we're going too fast.
Presents, wrapping, paper chase, the Queen's speech, balloons!
No more!
The John Lewis advert!
Oh my God, I'm getting a facelift and the sleigh's coming apart here. Come on, baby, all together.
Oh God, now I'm in the splits. Which side do I cling to?
I'll save you. Here, grab my hand. Oh, sorry, miss.
We've got you.
Don't grab me there.
For any listeners that aren't sure what the hell is going on, here's an audio description.
Jess and the gang's sleigh has broken in two and they are falling out of the sky and hurtling towards the rooftops below. Due to Kitchen Michael not getting good purchase on him, Rob is being dragged along by his...
Jingle bells!
What are you doing?
Trying to jumpstart the sleigh!
It's too late!
Thank God we landed on this roof!
Speak for yourself. My arse is wedged in this chimney.
All right, Santa.
Ow!
Come on, Michael. You know words can't hurt you, apart from Jess's.
I'm very well aware words can't hurt me, but the fact is, I'm being poked by a very long-handled brush from inside the chimney.
I thought that was your favourite position.
I'm ignoring that for everyone's welfare, Jess. When she goes low, I stare coldly into the middle distance.
I wonder whose house it is. I
think I'm about to find out.
Why?
Because I'm slipping down.
There he goes. Michael, are you okay? Whose house are you in?
You'll never guess.
Is it Alex Horn?
Oh, yes, it is, actually. How did you know?
Oh, I'm just getting really good at this.
He comes from Petworth, West Sussex, born September 78.
Do you want me to comment on it?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, it was quite grown-up stuff, some of it, but I think it's hard not it's hard not to go down that route with the surname Horn that many times in a song.
I just couldn't think of anything to rhyme with section apart from erection.
No, I saw that. Yeah, you got porn in there. I thought you were going to go prawn instead of corn, but that was...
I
might not be tastier
prawn.
Than prawn, so that's fine.
It's because Michael's endorsed, you see, so he's going to give them a mention, yeah.
Fair enough. The only factually incorrect thing, I think, was Petworth. Unfortunately, the very first thing you said.
Oh, no, Wikipedia.
Yes. Straight out the gate.
You stitched us up.
Born in Chichester, raised in Midhurst, nowhere near Petworth, about 4 or 5 miles away.
Oh, no.
Bin it, just bin it.
I'm from Petersfield, Alex.
You're from Petersfield, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't know that.
Closer to Petersfield than Petworth, really.
Oh, yes, right. It is.
Great.
For God's sake, stick it in the bloody bin. Have you been to Petworth?
Have I been to Petworth? No, I have. I've probably driven through it a million times, Petworth, but never stopped. Too posh in Petworth.
Oh, no, I'm gutted. But also quite amused. Welcome to Stars in Your Ears.
Happy Christmas.
I'm really sorry Michael crashed our sleigh into your house.
Oh, God, sorry.
Is it always him driving?
No, it's usually my fault, but I like to blame him.
Okay, well, there's little damage. We're fine. And it's very nice to have you in my house.
He did get his bottom stuck down your chimney.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed that moment.
Alex, with a vocal sound, no words, could you express how excited you are on a scale of 1 to 10 about Christmas?
Oh! Sort of, you know, I hope that got it across.
Yeah. Middling.
Yeah. Not that excited, but... You know, happy enough.
It's here. It's nearly here. So I'm quite surprised as well that it's come round.
I don't know how old all of you lot are, but I'm mid-40s. So it's gradually getting lower, that noise. But I think it'll poke up. My parents are so excited about it again.
Really?
So I think when I hit 70s, it will go up again.
Nice. Mm. Okay. And now, just by using your voice, no words, could you express how excited you are to be on this podcast?
Ah!
I think we're all feeling the same, yeah.
A little bit scared. Are you a fan of Christmas songs, Alex?
No. What's the right answer?
You can say what you like.
I'm ambivalent. I wouldn't listen to them all year round. It's a weird system, I think, that you have to listen to certain sort of songs for 1 month a year.
Yep.
I listened really hard to a song this year and really liked it. I can't remember which. I think it was the one, Pa-Rum-Pa-Tum-Tum, that one.
Oh, the Little Drummer Boy.
I got into that. Little Drummer Boy I really like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. And actually, I know Fairy Tale of New York, I know it's the one that you always hear, but I think I didn't hear it last year. Well, the first time I heard it this year, I really got into it again, but that's enough. You know, you don't need to listen to it again.
No, it gets a bit scary after a while. It's a bit grating. But yeah. So you do like Christmas songs a bit then?
I'm interested in them, Jess. Interested in the process of them.
Sure. Okay, so if you were having a Christmassy bath, which
Big
song
if.
Would you play?
Christmassy bath. Well, what I did discover recently was my wife's Christmas album. It's a LP, from when she was about 10. Her mum sent all her records over. And it's all the same records we listen to now. It's, you know, still Slade and it's still... McCartney. So I'd put that on because the record player is in. We've got a bath in the bedroom because Taskmaster's gone well.
Wow.
So we have a record player in the room with a bath. So I'd put that on. But
lovely.
The record player is frustrating. Every 25 minutes, you have to turn it over.
Oh.
Does that get confusing when you can't find your keys and you say, where do you have them? It's in the bathroom. It's like, no, the bathroom bedroom. No, the bedroom. No, the one with the bath in it. The bedroom.
You're right, John. It is a nightmare.
I can imagine.
Yeah, we waste a lot of time in that sort of confusion.
I would. Just to identify with those people that would.
No, we're going to introduce some new labelling in 2021.
Nice.
To combat that.
No.
About all year, you know.
And a map. Do you need a map? Is it like a mansion?
My house is more of a castle than a mansion. It's enormous.
Sure.
We've got a moat and a drawbridge and 100 bedrooms and loads of horses.
Wow.
Marvellous.
Wow. Wow. Oh. Taskmaster is doing well.
Rob would like to have a little ride on the ponies later, if that's all right.
No, thank you.
Okay, sure. Which Christmas song would you play if you were feeding the pigeons? What would be appropriate for that?
I guess people do bring a little stereo, don't they?
Yeah. Definitely in Brighton.
Several carrier bags.
I'll have Noddy screaming, "It's Christmas, please."
Great. And just to finish off, which one would you play when you're committing one of your murders?
Oh, now that is a... what are the sinister ones? Oh, no, I'd probably have the Bow Selector one, proper crimbo. I think that would add to the nightmarish scene.
Yeah.
Oh, God, imagine being murdered and you've got to hear that as your last song.
That's bad, isn't it? It's quite... I reckon that you could get quite into the rhythm of stabbing with that. It's gone dark.
Yeah, it's gone dark, but I think I'm going to do it.
My fear is that in the afterlife you still get earworms.
There must be earworms in the last afterlife, yeah. I suppose. Yeah, the last song you've heard.
That for eternity you can only hear that song.
Yeah, I think Desert Island Discs should just be the last song you hear.
What, the theme tune?
Island Deaths.
No, the song you pick, one of the songs you pick should also be the song you hear before you're murdered.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
On eternal loop, yeah.
Mm. Have you done Desert Island Discs, Alex?
No, but I've got my list ready. I'm just waiting for the call.
Haven't we all?
Well, what about inheritance tracks? Which track would you pass on?
Oh, wow. Oh, I would probably pass on... a song, you know, with a lot of, probably not Cardi B, but something like that, you know, something that's going to be inappropriate and something that will confuse people. Or maybe Snow, you know, what's the Informer by Snow?
Oh.
Informer, a Nicky Bomb Bomb Down.
Yeah, I think that's my favourite song.
Did you say lick your bum bum down?
I think it goes like that, doesn't it?
That's not bad. It was the first dance at our wedding.
Was it?
Nice.
It might not have been, but yeah. I can't really remember. Yeah.
It's a blur.
Which voices do you like to listen to the most? What are your favourite voices to listen to?
Well, I flit, depend on who has been recommended to me on YouTube that week. I would listen to Halsey, weirdly, for about a month.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's because she's quite pretty.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But I think she's quite good. Her videos are really good. But now I'm into Mark Rebillet.
Mm.
And if you've not looked at him, I can't stop watching. I watched a video of his probably not every hour, but twice a day, definitely. If you've not looked him up on the internet, it's amazing. So he sort of is one of these guys who can make everything using tracks and a keyboard, but he sings as well. And he thinks he's got an awful voice, but I love his voice. Mm. It's quite an achievable voice. But I think he's a brilliant musician, I think. But I'm not a musician, so I don't know.
Oh, cool.
When it comes to writing songs with the horn section, do you write the melodies as well? Do you write the lyrics? How do you go about all of that?
No, I write everything. And no, I get a lot of credit for the horn section, but I don't do any of the music at all. So I do write lyrics.
Yeah.
It tends to be I write something in very basic rhyming scheme, send it to them, and they put music on it and change everything about it.
That sounds
like I can't do anything musically at all. And I wish I could, but it's like a magic trick to me. I can't understand it at all. And I'm quite happy not to know at this stage.
Have you always enjoyed singing?
No.
Oh.
No, I've never enjoyed it up until probably 8 years ago. So we started 10 years ago this year. And I really remember our first rehearsal. So Joe Stilgo was in the band back then.
Yeah.
And he was sort of my vocal coach. And I was so embarrassed. I'd never sung in front of anyone before. So singing in front of the five of them in the Chelsea Jazz Club. You know that jazz club in...
The 606. Oh, the 606.
Yeah, the 606.
Oh,
we had it for a day as a rehearsal. And I just couldn't look at anyone. It was awful. But now I love it. I really do love it. I think it's sort of admitting, you know, your limitations and just sort of owning it a bit and not worrying if you get it wrong.
Yeah.
But no, I really enjoy it.
And it does feel like quite a vulnerable thing to do, doesn't it? Singing in front of people sometimes.
Yeah, but I think also because I'm not a singer, I don't have a nice voice and I do make lots of mistakes and I do get it wrong. I think in terms of the audience, there's something to relate to there. There's a New Year's Eve special for Last Leg, which we sing a big song in the first section.
Oh, brilliant.
We sing Pulp's Disco 2000, but with new lyrics.
Yeah.
And I have to belt it out. And I did all right, I think.
But
we didn't do any retakes.
You did brilliantly.
But it was quite a bizarre feeling that there's going to be, you know, 3 million people watch me sing a song and I can't sing.
I love that. I think you can sing, though.
Well, I think, I admit now, I think everyone can sing.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've got a good voice. But I think I've got a voice.
You have got the voice of a recording artist. That's Sharon Osbourne would say that.
Would she now?
Yeah, she would. If you turned on the radio, we would know it was you and that's fabulous, is what she'd say.
Okay. Yeah, that's a backhanded compliment, maybe. I know that voice.
What do you think of your own speaking voice?
I've got over the embarrassment that we all have of hearing ourselves. I'm all right with it. I mean, I wouldn't tune into myself or watch myself on telly, but I enjoy my own podcast. I do sometimes put it on.
Yeah, good. You should. It's brilliant.
It's all right. It's pretty inoffensive, my voice. I don't feel like I've got an accent, but maybe none of us do.
No, I don't think you. I think you're quite neutral, quite RP.
Yeah, it's pretty plain stuff. My wife's Northern Irish, so she's got a good accent.
Can you do her accent?
No.
Okay, sure.
I can't do anything at all. My children can do her accent, which is very funny for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But no, I can't do any accents. I can do loud or quiet, and that is it.
Sure, I can mainly just do loud. That's really funny, though. If you had to lend your voice to a Christmas character, like Santa or elves or the Grinch, or you can choose a fictional one if you want, what sort of Christmas character do you think you would voice?
I mean, I wouldn't mind the baby Jesus. Is that an option?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe a limited vocabulary, but yeah.
Well, there's not much said about what his first words were or how the birth was, because imagine it's pretty grim in those conditions.
Yeah.
What would be your first word as, yeah?
Well, I'd say, who are these guys, first of all? These either kings or wise men, which one are they?
Why the fuck am I not in a hospital?
You know. Yes, I would swear. You're right, John.
Let the donkeys in. All yeah. that sort of stuff.
All the stuff about you're not my real dad to Josie. I'd have a lot of fun, I think.
That's deep,
a deep baby's voice.
I'd love that. It's time for you to judge the band.
Oh, at last. Right, OK.
They're going to say, I've got stars in my ears. And I'd like you to tell me which Christmassy character their voice conjures up and what you like to imagine them wearing. Let's start with Kitch.
I've got stars in my ears.
Right. Lovely, first of all. You're straight into a panto. I think you're probably Buttons, the tragic figure who never finds love. I'm so sorry.
I thought it was behind me.
I think I always hated Buttons when I watched it. It's pathetic. But I don't hate you. Kitch.
Buttons can be quite smug.
Yeah. You're having quite a few costume changes and you're coming out at the end to bow, but you're not the one that everyone's cheering for.
Sorry,
Kitch.
You're not going to the ball.
No, you're not. You're not finding love. You're not happy. You're going home and drinking heavily.
Yeah, exactly.
Just lots of different costumes. Lots of different costumes.
But all cheap.
No! Let's go for Rob.
I've got stars in my ears.
It's so gentle. Can I hear it again, please, Rob? I loved it.
I've got stars in my ears.
Oh, you've given two syllables to ears and stars.
Feels like it might be supernatural, that character.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I guess you're probably in a primary school nativity. I think you might be the female music teacher, if that's all right. I think you're helping them along. You're sort of providing lines when they've forgotten and panicking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you're the kindly Mrs. Hawkins. That's my kid's music teacher. It's called Mrs. Hawkins.
What's Mrs. Hawkins wearing?
Shout out to Alison there.
What's her get-up?
A racy, inappropriate outfit for all the dads.
Oh, I've got plenty to choose from.
Michael.
I've got stars in my ears.
Well, I think, so where I live, there's a sledge that goes around the town on the back of a lorry, and it's done by the Rotary Club, and they're quite pleased with themselves. And I think they do raise a lot of money, but I think you're the ringleader. You're the head of the Rotary Club.
Right.
You've got quite a grand voice there, Michael.
Have I? Okay.
Well, you did
yes,
there.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You did then, didn't you?
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You're pretty happy with things. Yeah. So, yeah, you're driving the lorry and you're drinking it at the same time.
Oh, dear.
You're drink driving.
Oh, no.
And you will be done for it.
Oh.
This is your...
Christmas in prison.
Yeah.
Wearing anything special or just naked?
A bit of both. So naked from the waist down and...
Right.
Just a parka jacket.
Yeah, a cut-off parka jacket.
Like a bolero kind of height.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And a big medallion.
Yeah. Thanks for the detail.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
And sunglasses. There we go.
Oh, marvellous.
Honey, listen close,
because
this is where I really need ya.
I need ya.
If this is your bag, then give us a tag and post on your social media. Please rate us, validate us, show us how much you care. Hit subscribe, give us stars out of five, and don't forget to share.
Alex, it's time for our Christmas randomizer.
Randomizer, randomizer. It's time for the impressions randomizer.
Oh my God, that is so random.
I didn't expect
totally
that.
Totally out of the blue.
Randomizer.
Do you mind slipping on this happy elf costume?
Okay, yeah.
You all right with the braces there?
Oh, it's quite snug.
Yeah, I think you've put the sparkly hot pants on backwards.
I don't mind it, if you don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Do you mind it, boys?
Not at all.
No. Looking forward to pigs in blankets, that's all I can say.
Sure.
I mean, who isn't? They're the best. They're the opposite of Christmas songs. They should be all year round.
Oh, yeah. Now, while we've been chatting, the Christmas mice have silently been setting up a 40-foot Christmas tree behind you. Mm-hmm. That's the joy of living in a castle. You just wouldn't know, would you? It's so big. Do you like the look of it?
Yes, it suits the turret very well. Thank you, Jess, and the mice.
So what I want you to do is prop onto the drawbridge, load yourself into the Christmas slingshot, Okay. I want you to get some really good tension in the elastic seat. And then when you're ready, press the golden lever and launch yourself through the open window and up to the top of the tree. Can you do that?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
I've pressed it. I'm flying through the air.
Wow, it's amazing.
I'm still going.
Wow.
I'm still going.
Look at him go.
I'm still going.
Okay, when you land, can you grab the star?
Yeah, I will
the top
when
of the
I get
tree
there.
When you get there.
I'm just approaching the window.
Sure.
I'm through.
It's through.
I'm just on a downward parabola now. I can see the tree in the distance.
I love a parabola.
I'm on the tree, Jess.
Hey!
Hey! Oh, what a flight that was.
Gosh, that was exhilarating.
What a rush.
Which pop star's face is on there?
Well, the one nearest me, I can. I think it's Lulu.
Oh!
She still looks terrific.
Blimey. She does, doesn't she? Okay, amazing. Yeah. Okay, Lulu. So that's the singer we're going to do. Okay, I want you to climb down the trunk carefully, avoiding the mice.
Right.
And then I want you to jump onto the enormous Christmas banquet table.
Have you got 10 minutes to get,
sure.
for me to get down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm starting to lower myself.
Great.
Oh, I've slipped.
Oh no!
So that sped things up.
Oh,
great.
I'm at the bottom now, Jess. What do I have to do?
Can you jump onto the Christmas banquet table?
I'm up.
It's time to choose the song. So as you'll see, there's a Christmas assault course on the table there.
God, yeah.
So when Michael pops the champagne cork, that'll be your cue to hop over the cranberry sauce dish. You get extra points if you do a roly-poly out of it. Then jump into the gravy boat and, avoiding the Brussels sprout mines, row yourself to the turkey.
Am I getting points for this, did you say?
Yeah.
How many am I on at the moment?
7.
Right.
Has anyone had points before? We've not done points, have we?
We've never done points. I don't know why.
Well, I'm interested in points. Well, I've done all
Christmas
the things
points.
You said, and I did row myself across, so I deserve those bonus points, please.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So once you're in the turkey...
I'm in the turkey.
Yeah, are you in it? Good.
Fully
down
in.
A glass of sherry.
Well, how many points do I get for this?
12.
All right.
Is there anyone doing that?
Right, I've downed it.
Yes, great.
I'm still
and
in
now,
the turkey.
I want you to have a little search around, and somewhere inside the turkey you'll find a Christmas cracker.
Oh, God.
How big's this turkey?
Warm and moist. Oh, there it is.
Amazing. Now, can you shout for your favourite band member to come and pull the cracker with you?
Oh, well, it's obviously Michael.
Oh, starting
by Miles. By absolutely Miles.
Well, it's from one murderer to another, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, I can't remember why, but yeah, I guess we've got a similar colouring, haven't we, I suppose, Michael?
So, let's do this. Let's pull a cracker.
Pull
ready?
The soggy
one,
cracker.
Two, three. Inside, you'll find a song title.
It's a carol. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. It's Christmas.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh.
Classic.
Right, okay, so that's Lulu singing Oh, Come All Ye Faithful completely
yes,
randomly.
Well,
glad you enjoyed it.
It was slightly stressful, but I enjoyed it.
What do you mean, the actual getting the actual song and title, or
well,
just listening?
Well, I sort of meant the song, really. But but in a good way. I enjoy a descant in a carol.
There
was a bit of one in the beginning.
Yeah.
So thank you.
It's Jess's Impressions Lessons.
Alex, as your Christmas present, I'm going to teach you an impression. How does that sound?
Well, I'm quite nervous.
Oh.
I've never been able to achieve an impression before.
Well, today will be no different.
Right.
Because I'm going to teach you how to do Adele.
No way. Yes. I've always wanted to do Adele.
I thought you had.
That didn't sound right.
She's got what I like to call a split voicinality. She's got a singing voice that can melt hearts and a speaking voice that could sell you a sausage roll in a pub. Mm. And she sounds so normal when she speaks. So we're going to start with her lovely London accent. She's got lots of energy. So let's say, all right?
All right.
Do you fancy a mince pie?
Oh, now I enjoyed the all right bit, but so I've got to do words.
Yeah, fancy a mince pie?
Fancy a... Oh, it's just me. Fancy a mince pie? was that good? Fancy a mince pie?
Yeah.
I mean, I really... Yep, next.
Fancy a mince pie?
Oh, it's the same one again. Fancy a mince pie?
I love your Christmas jumper, mate.
I love your Christmas jumper, mate.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good one. That was good.
Embrace.
Oh, shit, I forgot to shave my legs.
Yeah.
That's great. And I tell you what, you are doing quite well. Mm. Michael Caine. Can you do this? You only forgot to blow the bloody doors off.
I only forgot to blow the bloody doors off.
Yeah. That's not bad, actually.
It's not great, Jess. I'm myself.
Okay, so that's her speaking voice. We're doing broad brush strokes, Alex.
Yes, we are.
Now I'm going to do her singing voice. It's very low and resonant. She really chews over the words and she even adds vowels that aren't there, especially O's. Can we just say oh like a farmer?
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Oh. So if she was speaking, she'd just say Skyfall.
Skyfall.
But when she sings it, it becomes Skyfall.
Oh, wow. Skyfall.
Nice.
Okay.
So, jingle.
Jingle.
Becomes jingle.
Got it. A jingle.
That's it. Good.
Very nice.
Twinkle becomes twinkle.
Twinkle.
Good. Yeah, would you like to have a go at tinsel?
A tinsel.
So that's her singing voice. Done.
Wow.
Perfect. The best thing about Adele, to me, is her laugh. It starts with one loud squawk, like a ha. She says ha. And then it goes a bit like a machine gun, like this.
Ha! Oh, that's very good.
Do you like to have a little go at
that? Ha! Best I could do.
It's absolutely brilliant.
It's a Rover Metro, that sounds like.
This is amazing. Okay, have a go at this line, Alex.
What's... Oh, how do you do? What's...
That's it. What's green?
Oh, yeah. What's green says ribbit and is covered in tinsel.
Don't know.
Mistletoe.
Hey!
Alex, that was amazing. Thank you.
Well,
that was
very generous. I enjoyed it.
So that was your present. I'm a little bit stuck on what else I could get for my friends and family, many of whom are horn section fans. Do you have any ideas?
Oh, I love it. Well, there's two things they could do. Oh, there's a postman at the door. Let's hope he just leaves it like a sensible man. No, he's rung the bell. Oh, he's leaving it. I've given him a thumbs up. He's crossed the moat. He's swimming back across the river. Well, Jess, if your family like the horn section, they'll love the Horn Section Family Christmas album,
which is
out on Bandcamp right now. But there's also a Christmas single, which we've done, called Fiddly Christmas, and all the proceeds go to Nordoff Robbins Music Therapy Charity, which is good.
Oh, awesome. Beautiful.
It's been an interesting thing, though, because we've had some radio play on Talk Sport.
Oh, and that classic platform for music.
Exactly. Radio X and Virgin. But, I mean, it feels like it's getting very little traction. So...
Well, this won't help.
Yeah. It feels very hard to break into the Christmas song market because people just want familiarity, I think.
Yeah.
No one wants a new song.
I can't think of any classics since East 17's Day.
Yeah, and that was a vintage year. Was that Spice Girls year as well? Two Become One.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
It seems like you want to break into the department store
you know, area, because if you get played in department stores, you're in.
Yeah, maybe you could break in. Have you got a local John Lewis you could break into or something?
No, we've got a local...
There's an M&Co, isn't there?
There is an M&Co. There's a few pound shops I can have a go at.
Perfect Pitch?
Yeah, perfect. There's a couple of music shops. There's a lot of musicians where I live. Do you know Trumpeter John? You probably do.
Trumpeter John?
He's a bloke called John who plays the trumpet. But anyway, there's a lot of musicians in Chesham because it's affordable and outside the M25.
Yeah, right. Where else can people find, see, hear you? Have you got any gigs coming up?
We have one gig in 2020 because of the problems. We've got one, but it's December the 19th, so it may have happened when this goes out. I don't know, but it's in Kingston canceled. And there aren't any tickets. So
sure.
You can hear about that. You can find but I think we've got loads more dates in 2021, hopefully. So they'll be on the website. And yeah, we'd love to. We're really excited about going on tour again.
Oh, good. But
yeah, we just hope it's not too different to the norm. You know, hope it's mask free and people sat next to each other and singing and dancing. We have a lot of interaction in our shows. We get people on stage and we're not allowed to at the moment. So we're hoping things are back to normal, obviously.
And have you got more Taskmaster coming up and more podcast apps and things?
Yes. That you can't avoid it, unfortunately. So, yeah, but I would urge people to check out the Horn Section. I mean, do watch out for Taskmaster, but that's just on the box. But, yeah, dig out Horn Section stuff. The podcast, we're really proud of the podcast. So
it's my favourite thing. It's so joyful. It's so fun.
Well, you were
fun.
An excellent guest,
Jess. I loved it.
You were the best by miles.
Thank you.
As we say every week.
So have you been on this.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
It's time for our fantasy duet.
It is time for our fantasy duet, Alex. And because it's Christmas, the band and I were wondering if we could request a song from you, whether we could maybe sing one of our favourite songs from your Horn Section Family Christmas album, which is out now on Bandcamp. Could we sing a song from that?
Yes, please. Yeah,
okay.
I'd love you to.
All right.
I hope you're choosing the instrumental final track.
Oh.
It's our jazz version of In the Bleak Midwinter, which is... It's 7 minutes long. It's an epic. No, what are you going to sing, Jess? Or what are we going to sing?
We're going to do Christmas Number Two.
Ooh. Oh, lovely. Lovely. That song, people assume it's rude that we're referring to that sort of number two, but it's not meant to be. But if you want to take that from it, then you're welcome to.
I'm always happy to have a number two. They don't happen that often, if I'm honest.
Well, how seldom?
Once every Christmas, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Just one chocolate log.
A massive
year.
Christmas log.
Got quite enough socks, don't want a toolbox or some gift wrapped bacon.
I don't want an ashtray or some brown lingerie, even if you made them.
Please don't get us a toy that is cool for a boy, according to the guys at Amazon.
I don't want a tombstone,
I've got a trombone,
and we can't store a javelin.
To make my Christmas, here's what you can do. Help me be successful, make my dreams come true. Oh Santa, won't you buy my record? I wrote it just for you. All I want is a Christmas number. 10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2.
Asking for much, don't think this is such a far-fetched ambition.
Number one is a no, 'cause I've not won a show on the television.
Me neither.
But what a wonderful gift if we could just shift 350,000 singles.
I don't want to sound brash, but they could do with the cash, 'cause they spend loads on Pringles.
Don't buy me trip to Ipswich or a cool tattoo.
I just don't like white snake.
I don't use shampoo.
Santa, please just buy my record. I wrote it just for you.
All
jumper.
He don't need no Christmas jumper.
All I want is a Christmas number.
You've been listening to Stars in Your Ears, featuring the three kings in my life, Jessington World of Adventures. On keys, it was Michael Rudolph Ralston. On drums, Jonathan Candycane Kitchen. On guitar and bass, it was Rob Chocolate Log Lamont. Our star turn was the fantastic Alex Ho 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 Horn. Our sound engineer was Joe Winter Wonderland Walker. Special thanks for added silliness to Robin Mariah Morgan. This podcast was produced by Amanda Reindeer Redman. I've been the baby Jessus. Merry Christmas and happy end of 2020, my sugar plums. Love you, bye.
You've had stars in your ears. Won't get stars in your ears. Ooh-hoo. Stars, stars, stars in your ears. Stars in your ears.
Well, that felt very festive.
What, because you're drunk?
Yeah. Boys, since it's Christmas, do you want to do another randomizer?
But who's going to choose it?
Well, as my last present was a little bit self-indulgent, do you want to choose it? And then I'll sing it.
Oh, well, Billie Holiday would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time for something classy.
Okay, Rob, you choose a song.
All I Want for Christmas.
Not what I had in mind, but let's do it.
B flat.
If it makes you happy.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you can ever know. Make my Christmas.